information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly Lucille, my good friend Holly, is off training the physicians of tomorrow, so it's just me, Decker Weiss, working with you today. And we are talking about Kraft macaroni and chemicals. That is Kraft. Now, I bet if you poll the average person out on the street, including Kevo or Kevo, our producer today, who is managing to keep me on the air despite me attacking one of his favorite foods in Kraft macaroni and cheese. Thank you, Kevin. I know this is a very big step for you. We are with you. We will support you. Maybe not your food choices, but we will support you through this. But how many people really think that the stuff in that silver Kraft macaroni and cheese packet could be good for you? I mean, the average person is going to probably look and go, can't be much in there that's really ever going to help me. Well, that's true. And those instincts are correct. And that's why you should stay away from it. But there's even more disturbing news about this. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to do a segment on this is this is quite often given to children. We have incredibly busy families now. Our segments are 10 minutes long because people may not be able to listen to a full 20. That's when we study at Radio MD how to get the best messages to the folks. We got to do it in 10 minutes. When we look at Kraft macaroni as a fast, easy, allegedly healthy things for kids, it's got to go. We're going to have to move to something else. Let me give you the news on this. After intense lobbying by Kraft Foods Global Inc. and Kemin Food Technologies, that is Kemin or Kemin Food Technologies, spelled with a K. This is who's making our children's food here. The Food Safety and Inspection Service, a division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has agreed to reverse existing regulations that prohibit the use of three toxic preservatives. So, summarize the government jabber there. These were banned. These weren't allowed. Now they're allowed in. Where's the new research showing it's safe? Where is it? Let's go on. According to Courthouse News Service, I really like that website, sodium benzoate, sodium propionate, and benzoic acid will now be permissible for use in preserving and treating meat and poultry products, despite having been previously banned. And even though this is mac and cheese, these preservatives will get in because there's animal products in there. FSIS has long been one of the persuasion of the major food corporations to, the idea is, and I'm trying not to get sued when I talk about this, but the allegations against these groups are that they conceal and damage or they conceal damaged or inferior meat and poultry products. That when you look at the companies that really want sodium benzoate, sodium propionate, and benzoic acid in the foods and the meat and the poultry, they believe it's because the meat and the poultry is inferior. Kraft submitted its own company-funded trials, claiming that the three preservatives are allegedly safe, and then they supposedly cannot be used to disguise subpar meat or poultry. The USDA then changed their mind about that. What do you think about this? How do you feel about this? Do you feel that the government is going to be able to turn around after some in-house from Kraft studies and say this food is safe? I want to take a step back. The answer is no, it's not safe. And the answer is that we've done other shows where we have listed sodium benzoate and sodium propionate and benzoic acid, which, coming from a chemistry background, benzoic acid has always been known as a carcinogen. But no, these foods are not safe. It doesn't matter if Kraft says they are. It does not matter if the government gives its stamp. If the government says, okay, they were dangerous before, but now that Kraft has studied it, that makes them safe. The answer is that it depends on what you consider healthy. These chemicals are associated with a variety of diseases. People who know this industry do not consume these foods. These were banned for a reason. Now they've been unbanned for, I feel, the wrong reasons as well. Avoid it. Now, for those macaroni and cheese lovers out there, like Kevin, who is our producer here today, you can have Kraft macaroni. You can have macaroni and cheese, just not chemically laced Kraft and cheese. You can get gluten-free pasta or a regular whole grain or a good pasta. You can take regular cheese, melt it down, add it in with some spices, and make it. It takes you an extra about 10 to 15 minutes. Boiling the noodles is the same. What you're losing is the convenience of the silver mystery pack. That's what I call it. Call me crazy. I call that little packet that is in the Kraft box the mystery pack. Now it's not so mysterious. Now we know at least it has certain chemicals like these benzoates and potentially benzoic acid in it. If you are a mac and cheese lover, just don't make it a Kraft one. Look, Kraft mac and cheese wasn't always something that was laced with chemicals. It wasn't always something that was completely processed. It wasn't something where a food company partnered with a food technology company in order to make food. This isn't macaroni and cheese, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion. This is synthetic food. This is Kraft, you know, food-like macaroni and cheese. To give you an example, just one last one about how bad this whole food thing has gotten, there's now a lobby to change the definition of milk. It is. There's a lobby out there saying that milk, as defined as what comes from the cow, basically, we should open up that definition. And that definition of milk should be able to include some chemicals with it, and possibly even some sweeteners, both artificial and natural. That way, if you're pouring milk from your box, and that milk says, not in a box that says milk, that way you can get a whole bunch more things and not even know about it. So what at the end of all this, what do you need to do? You need to understand labeling, that the labeling is only going to be as good as the company that is behind the label. I grew up in Chicago. Kraft is out of Chicago. I had friends of mine who worked their way through school in summers, at nights, and they were great jobs, and they were treated really well. There was union wages. They had great experiences working at Kraft. And when we would get down to college, I went to Western Illinois University, these guys would have boxes and boxes and boxes of macaroni and cheese. But it's not the same as it was. It wasn't probably very good for you then, but now with these chemicals, it may not be good, very good for you, but it's also very unknown exactly how bad it is for you. We are in a time now where the food labeling is no longer in any way, in my opinion, trustable. When they are trying to redefine milk, when that same silver packet that you've been using for 20, 30, 40 years now may change to have previous banned chemicals in it, it is no longer trustable. So am I saying, listeners, that Kraft isn't trustable to eat their foods? I can't say that because I'd get sued. What I can tell you is Kraft doesn't make my trust list. When I look at companies that I like Amy's. I think that they do a pretty good job. They're transparent. I look at their websites. I look at their ethics. I look at their commitments. I look at a variety of other companies as well. Strauss is one of them. If I use any milk, which is rare, I believe there's 100% milk in the milk in Strauss. So in conclusion, Food Safety and Inspection Service has said these chemicals that were previously banned are safe, and it looks like they're going to find their way into your famous Kraft macaroni and cheese, which says to Dr. Weiss, it's time to put down the Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's time to get rid of the silver mystery packet and boil some noodles on your own, melt some cheese, learn a rule recipe, and get a better version of macaroni and cheese. You can still have your macaroni and cheese in a healthy way, and we can teach you how to do that at Radio MD, where we're not always going to be big on mac and cheese, but once in a while, it's a guilty pleasure. Just do it safely.